So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's
quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
He's really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
things. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Okay, so I'm just going to come and tell you straight up, okay? Your pricing should be premium. Never do cheap prices. You know, I heard this long time ago from one of my mentors, Dan Kennedy, and he said, if you can't be the cheapest in the marketplace, then be the most expensive. Now, you can't be the cheapest, right? You can't be like an Amazon or a Asda or a Walmart. So you have to position your prices at a high rate. And then it's not the question of, oh, I'm scared and people won't pay me. No, 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 no. It's you have to go and find the people that are willing to pay that. Does that make sense? So like, look, in my business, you're a client of mine, you know this, right? Our prices start at $3,000. Like if you can't afford it, okay, you can't afford it. We're not right for you, you're not right for us, okay? Because, you know, I'm trying to sell a $10,000 to $50,000 program on the back end. If someone can't afford $3,000 and they are 35, 45, 60, 55, 60 years old, which is really my target market is 35 plus, if they're an adult and they can't afford $3,000, that says a lot, okay? And sure, I'm like, I want to help as many people as I can, which is why I'll tell them, go and buy my books or something. But for my core Wealth Academy products, they just won't be right for me. So in your case, you want to, one, charge high prices, okay? And one of the ways you do that is you look at in your industry, okay, who's charging what per email. So I'm not sure yet how much you're charging for your emails, but I know copywriters that I've paid, and the cheaper ones would charge anywhere from $25 to $50 per email. The more expensive ones would charge $100 to $300 per email. So step one, what you want to do is go and get your first 10 raving fans. You have to get a bunch of people that will say good things about you, that you can showcase their work off. If you don't want to put yourself out there, you don't want to necessarily make videos, but you want to get customers, literally the easiest way to do this is go and get other people to sing good praises of you. And how do you do that? Either work for them for free or give them a really good offer where you can get them results, or you can charge them a little bit of money, but on the basis that they become a case study slash a long-term client, something like that. Okay, so those are a couple of pointers. The next thing that you want to do is make sure that when you price your products, you do not just have one, you have at least three different price points. So one of the biggest mistakes people will make, and I'm not sure if you're making this right now, but they come up with just one product and one price. So it kind of locks them down in just like this one block. If you are doing email copywriting, the minimum you should be charging a client is $3,000. Per month, the minimum, the absolute minimum. Because if you were to write, let's just say 10 emails or 30 emails, you know, whatever the case is, you don't want to charge anything less than $100 per email, okay? Which, you know, in the UK works out to be maybe 60, 70 pound an email. So let's just say you're charging $3,000 for one pack of emails. Maybe you'll write them 10 emails, maybe you'll write them 30 emails. That's package number one. Package number two, you can offer them a 3 month package, 3 months package. And during the 3 months package, you can give them a little bit of discount. So you can say, look, you charge $3,000 a month, but if they pay for like 3 months, then instead of $9,000, they can get it for one payment of $7,500. Okay, now, like you might, if you've never charged $7,500 to a business owner that's making, you know, couple of hundred grand a year or $1 million a year or more, you know, $7,500 is not that much. The right person should be able to pay you that, okay? The third, and this is where it gets most exciting, you want to have a product and a price that is really up there. Like I'm talking $20,000, okay? Literally, do this, $20,000. And what is that? you would add in a price point where they're not just getting access to you, but you're also going to be willing to train them, their team, on all of your special skills. So for example, if I was you, I would come up with three price points. One is a email Kickstarter package. Okay, what's the email Kickstarter package? You're gonna write them emails, 10 or 30 emails, plus you're gonna give them a 1 hour or a 30 minute consultation each week. So at the end of the month, it's 2 hours of your personal time, and it's, you know, a bunch of hours for you to write the emails, okay? So that's for $3,000. Then you would come up with email professional. And what's email professional? Email professional would be the $7,500 package, okay? Notice how I also add in an extra name for it, like email professional or email profits professional or email made easy professional. So play around with the names. Why are the names important? Because the name increases the perceived value. The names are what makes it unique to you. The names are what creates your signature program. Your signature product and your signature course comes directly to what you're gonna call it. So for example, in my business, we have Wealth Academy Accelerator, $3,000, Wealth Academy Professional, $10,000, Wealth Academy Elite, which is $17,500, and then we have Mastery, which is $40,000, and then we have Wealth Academy Elevation, which is $60,000, right? So when you are coming up with, you know, your products, packaging, naming, branding, these things matter, okay? So keep that in mind. The third one is I would just come up with something like whilst I'm making this video, it's 1:17 a.m., so please do forgive me. I would come up with email mastery VIP, and that's a $20,000 program. And you might be thinking, what the heck am I going to do for $20,000? Well, you'll basically come up with this irresistible offer where you'll give them 12 months of emails. Then you will give them training, not just to the business owner, but to any of the team members that they bring on. Is this making sense? So then what you'll have is you'll have three programs. They're all irresistible. And when someone comes in their mind, now they'll know, oh yeah, she charges $20,000 for this. Okay, it's what's referred to as an IPS, an integrated product suite. It's like when you go to Apple, you don't go and buy, you know, just the Apple iPad. You know, they try and sell you the pen, which they just did to me for like $100. And then they, you know, they sell you upgraded memory. If you actually order a laptop on the internet, if you order a MacBook on the internet, you know, the MacBook that's like £2,000, they can charge up to like £15,000-£20,000 because they have lots of different offers. And a percentage of people will take them up. The other day, last week, I was actually on the Mac website and I was buying this new laptop. As I'm going through it, I think I counted something like 12 or 16 upsells. So, and you might think, oh yeah, but that's Apple. You know, I can't be like them. But there's certain things that you can do. Okay, so start off with not just one product, but three programs and price them, you know, $3,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever the case is, whatever makes you feel happy. And you know, when you start thinking like that, then you also start realizing to make an extra six figures or to make an extra seven figures, it's not really that hard. Okay, it's not really out there. You know, if you get, you get 10 customers at $20,000, that's a $200,000 per year income stream, okay? Get really good at it, then you hire people, you get the people to do that job, and then you free yourself. Now, from that $200,000 that you make, you pay the other person $50,000, you net $150,000, and you just kind of build on that. And soon, you know, that's how you go from like zero to six figures and then to six to seven figures. You know, you hire a few employees and then you outsource all the work to them and then you oversee them. You start working on your leadership and development skills so that you know how to hire, train, fire, retain talent. And that's how you scale, right? Like that's how I scale my agency. We've got clients that pay a lot of money. I mean, I've had a client that would pay me $40,000 per month for one of my marketing services. You know, a client that pays you something like that, 150, 200 grand from one client, you know, you only need like five of those to make $1 million. And maybe I'm talking a little bit advanced, but just to kind of stretch your mind a little bit of what's possible. So I hopefully that answered your question. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.